So from Anna, I've been hearing stories about your community here, and I thank you very much, and I'm honored to be asked to come and speak here today. We have a lot in common, a lot that might not be evident at first glance. The Naval Radiation Laboratory that did work here and is responsible for some of the contamination worked with the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in my town. And in fact, they also had a joint site in Dublin, in the Tri-Valley area where I live. Also, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory and Los Alamos Laboratory designed every single nuclear weapon in the US arsenal. And some of those nuclear tests were done on the people of the Marshall Islands in the Pacific. And some of those ships came back here to be washed down and decontaminated. So again, some of the contamination here has a direct link with my community. In doing this work for 18 years now, I've come to understand how we're all related, how in the nuclear age, we're all downwinders, and all of our stories are unique in some ways, but in another way, it's the same story. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Livermore, about the Livermore Laboratory and its connections to nuclear weapons and to Star Wars research, and about the contamination that I and my family and my group and my community faces. I moved to Livermore in 1976. Thought it was a small town. Gas was 33 cents a gallon for premium. Thought I could commute to Berkeley, saw a lot of parks. In 1978, I moved next door to a super secret research laboratory because it was on the edge of town, because my son would have a creek behind our apartment complex. The creek was called Arroyo Seco, but it's only seco or dry in the dry season. There's plenty of water in it in the wet season. Slowly, I came to understand that that lab, Livermore Lab, was designing nuclear weapons. And I felt like I had a responsibility to come to grips with how I felt about nuclear weapons. So I began to read, I began to reflect, and I came to the conclusions that nuclear weapons, anywhere, held by anyone, used at any time, is immoral, period. Immoral. Then I felt a need to walk my talk, so in addition to reading and research and reflection, I began to march, I began to demonstrate, I began to be counted, to vote with my body. But still, I didn't completely understand what was going on at Livermore Lab in my own neighborhood. I understood that they designed nuclear weapons, but in terms of whether there was an environmental or a health impact, it wasn't completely clear, I have to admit, back in the 70s. There were no articles about it in the newspapers. There was nothing about it in magazines. So Tri-Valley Cares began to do some research into just what in the hell was going on at Livermore Lab. We found out there was more than 880 pounds of plutonium at Livermore Lab. 880 pounds of plutonium is nearly enough for 100 modern nuclear weapons. Right now, I just got some information from Livermore Lab that they have 1,540 pounds of plutonium right there right now. There's more than 400 pounds of highly enriched uranium. That's going up. The last time I checked, there was more than 500 pounds of highly enriched uranium, 100 pounds more. What's going on here? There's more and more. I learned what tritium was. Tritium is radioactive hydrogen. It's what gives modern nuclear weapons their boost, the hydrogen of the hydrogen bomb. There are multiple gram quantities of it. Our group began to look at what might have gotten into our community. We found out Well, let me back up one step. Livermore Lab was founded in 1952. There are no records until 1960. So just from 1960 forward, we were able to document that 1 million curies of radiation have been put into the air. What's 1 million curies? I'll answer that two ways. One way, I'll give you the scientific answer. 1 curie is a lot of radiation. 1 curie is 37 billion radioactive disintegrations per second. I'll answer that another way. Livermore Lab did some tests at the Nevada test site to determine how much radiation they thought got dumped on Hiroshima after the United States dropped an atomic bomb. Livermore Lab researchers decided it was about 1 million curies of radiation. Again, we're all connected. We're all downwinders. We asked, how many deaths would this likely have caused? We asked Dr. John Goffman, who's a former Livermore Lab associate director, but committed the heresy of saying there was no safe level of radiation in the 70s and got drummed out. We asked him, do an analysis. He said, just looking at cancers, and believe me, cancer is not the only negative health impact that happens from radiation. But just looking at cancers, he said, that's about 120 cancers and 60 cancer deaths. We looked at the water. The groundwater underneath my house is contaminated. The groundwater underneath my house has volatile organics in it. There's another plume that was mentioned earlier. It's not the one under my house, but Livermore has multiple plumes that has tritium, radioactive hydrogen. That plume is 2 miles long and still growing. There are unlined dumps. They took bulldozers and dug out the land. And then when they were finished with tests, they took the debris and dumped it in the unlined dumps. Well, you know, they discovered later the groundwater rises up and actually mixes in the dump and then takes fresh contamination after each rainy season. And that's why, even though radiation decays over time, the concentrations of tritium in our groundwater are actually rising. We looked at the stormwater runoff. I had the experience, and I am a mom, of sitting in the Environmental Protection Agency's old office before the Loma Prieta quake. It was over here on Fremont. With a Freedom of Information Act request, an acceptance, and having a table full of documents bigger than this table. And I'm reading about how they looked at the arroyo behind my house as one of the possible ways in which the groundwater under my house got contaminated because the arroyo cuts across the laboratory's property. And the soil on the laboratory is so heavily contaminated. So in the storm, the contaminated soil went into the arroyo. Well, those of you who have kids know, where do your kids play? They play in the creek. When it was wet, they made swings, rope swings in the trees and jumped in. When it was dry, that's where they rode their bicycles. There were no signs. There was not a word said to the community. The laboratory knew that the contaminated soil might be washing into the creek for years, for decades, and nothing was said. So we went door to door. But you can't stop kids from playing in the creek. You cannot put all of the onus on the victims to make sure they don't get contaminated. You have to look at the perpetrators and say, you take care of what you're doing. Also, we found out, I mentioned that the groundwater is contaminated. It's contaminated underneath the whole lab. It's about 1.5 square miles where the main site is. Site 300 is where they do their high explosive testing. It's between Livermore and Tracy. For those of you, if you get on, just to give you some direction, if you get on 580 and go east, in about 45, 50 minutes, you'll be in Livermore. And the Livermore lab is right off 580. If you keep on 580 and right where it turns, makes that right-hand turn to go down to LA in the Altamont Pass, that's where Site 300 is, right between Livermore and Tracy. So the military has managed to contaminate two communities out there. There have not been a lot of health studies, but there have been some. The California State Department of Health Services decided to look at malignant melanoma among lab employees, and they found that working at Livermore Lab gave you more than a 300% increased chance of getting malignant melanoma, and a number of lab employees have died of it. They found five workplace factors. So it's definitely connected, they believe, to working at the lab. Then some years later, in 1995, they thought to look at childhood cases of malignant melanoma. So they did a record search that covered about 30 years. They found that children born in Livermore had more than six times the malignant melanoma of other children in the county. Now, if your child is born and you want to give it malignant melanoma, all you have to do is move it to Livermore and its chances go up 240%. So we know we have a problem. Anecdotally, we know there are a lot of learning disabilities, and parents have some questions about the connection between pollution and learning disabilities. We know that there are a lot of suppressed immune system kinds of problems, be they asthma, be they allergies, that whole range of problems. We know there's some very rare cancers in our community, men with breast cancer. We know that during the 60s, Livermore children had 300% more brain cancer than other children in the county. So we know that there's a problem, and the laboratory is essentially the elephant in the living room. So to just wrap up a little bit in terms of the connections between our communities and sort of what this means in the big picture, Livermore Laboratory's budget is $1 billion a year, a little over $1 billion a year, actually. It comes out of all our tax money. What are they doing with that money? Well, 2% of it, 2% of it goes for cleanup. About 3% of it goes for developing green energy technologies, things that we could consider sort of useful, maybe worthwhile of our tax money. Most of it, just about 90% of it, goes directly or indirectly to weapons, research and development. And just like the title of this day says, research and development is not benign. It's killing us. It's killing us because of the programs, the universal health care, and the things we don't have that you heard about from the other speakers. And it's killing us directly because it's polluting our neighborhoods. Livermore Lab is designing the next generation of nuclear weapons with machines, new machines, like the National Ignition Facility. Ignition here is not like your car. Ignition here is thermonuclear ignition. This is going to be a huge laser, bigger than a football field, where they shoot laser beams into a reactor vessel, and inside the reactor vessel is a radioactive fuel pellet of deuterium and tritium to try to create a thermonuclear blast without a plutonium or highly enriched uranium trigger. This will allow the weapons designers to continue design and development work and creation of new nuclear weaponry. It also will be useful for Star Wars research. And Livermore Lab, again, a very clear connection between global issues and our communities here in the Bay Area. Livermore Lab is doing Star Wars research, both in terms of missile defense things that are quote-unquote theater, like helping the Defense Department put lasers on 747s, working on orbiting platforms that can shoot things down from space. All of these kinds of things that will cost billions of dollars Their development will continue to pollute neighborhoods, continue the paradigm of power through dominance instead of power through cooperation and working together. All of these are going on in our neighborhoods. I want to end on a positive note, and I've gotten a little thing that says I'm way out of time. But I think that this is a time to be visible. This is a time to work together. This is a time where any action that we take that's creative, nonviolent, is the right action. This is the time to gather together like we're doing today, being visible to each other and visible in our communities. This is a time to gather in vigils. This is a time to support elected officials who do the right thing. This is a time to send Barbara Lee a card and say, thank you for your courage, Barbara Lee. And this is the time to hold the rest of our elected officials to account, as you so eloquently heard. My representative, Ellen Tauscher, would probably get on a plane and drop a bomb. I write to her. Your representative, Nancy Pelosi, well, an improvement maybe, but you got to hold her to account. She's not always doing the right thing there. So I think we need to do those things. I think we need to write letters to the editor so that other people in the community can see and hear what we think. So all of those things and more, you know, let's do it together. And I think we can put nonviolence, put peace, and work toward a pollution-free and healthy community. Thank you.